This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The government wants almost 40 bills to pass the Senate today, the House's last sitting day of the year. It will require support from others in the Senate to cut short debate and force the bills directly to a vote. Whilst there is crossbench support for a number of bills, many will need support from the coalition to pass. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says they have been working with Labor.
We want to see, continue to see what we've always had in this country, fair, transparent elections, and this legislation, we've been constructive with the government throughout. We've sought to work with them closely to get an outcome on this, and we'll continue to do so. But at the end of the day, the legislation, like any legislation, has to get the balance right.
Children under 16 are set to be banned from social media under new legislation expected to pass federal parliament. Platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok would be off limits to younger users, making Australia the first country to impose such a ban. Critics argue the proposal has been rushed through without sufficient scrutiny. The ban will take effect a year after the legislation is passed, as age verification trials continue. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland has told Parliament the move aims to protect children.
The Albanese government takes seriously its commitment to keeping all Australians safe online. We know that parents are concerned about the harms to children, and we have taken a decision to support them. This House has passed our world-leading legislation for an age limit for access to social media. And I thank the members from all sides who joined the government in supporting this vital bill. As I said yesterday, the government is committed to working with young people and other key stakeholders as we implement this legislation.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed the ceasefire to end the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, urging all parties to honour their commitments. He expressed hope the deal would end the violence and suffering endured by both Israel and Lebanon. While the ceasefire marks a step forward after 14 months of conflict, it doesn't address the ongoing war in Gaza, where Hamas continues to hold hostages and where more than 43,000 Palestinians have been killed. The Secretary-General's spokesman, Farhan Haq, says Palestinian children are facing acute malnutrition in Gaza.
The World Food Programme says that all bakeries in central Gaza have shut down due to severe supply shortages. Bread is a lifeline for many families in Gaza. It's often the only food they can access. Now, even that is slipping out of reach. Our nutrition partners report that between the 1st and 23rd of November, more than 3,400 children were admitted for outpatient treatment of acute malnutrition.
Cameron Smith surged to the top of the leaderboard early in the first round of the Australian Open in Melbourne. The pre-tournament favourite recovered from a bogey on his third hole to score five consecutive birdies, finishing his opening nine at four under par, sharing the lead with French-born Armenian Jean Berikirian. Smith, aiming to win his first Australian Open title, a national championship that has eluded him for a decade, criticised officials after Wednesday's pro-am at Kingston Heath for softening the renowned sand belt courses and creating what he called an American-style layout. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's SBS News in Easy English.